About 99% of Wisconsin's wild rice crop grows in the ceded territory of northern Wisconsin. Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Manuman biologist Peter David says they just finished aerial surveys of the rice beds.
Those flights confirmed that it was just a spotty year, especially probably in northwest Wisconsin, where a lot of the high water this spring led to beds not being great.
David says that goes hand in hand with his biggest concern for the future of wild rice, climate change. He says that can lead to more heavy storms and warmer weather, which can cause brown spot disease. That's a big worry because he says wild rice is sustenance in Indian country.
Wild rice was the overall most nutritious food available in this region of the native diet, and people recognize that value. And so people still really enjoy, I think, making it part of their fare. There were times when this was the go-to subsistence food to get tribal members through hard times.
And David says wild rice is important spiritually and culturally.
This goes back to the Anishinaabe's migration story, moving from the East Coast to this part of the world in search, really, of the food that grows on the water. And so when they reach this western Lake Superior region after this long migration, the presence of Manoman beds here in this region signified that that trip was finally over.
David says some tribes are starting programs to encourage young people to take part in the annual rice harvest. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.